CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. West Grey Police continue to investigate a single vehicle collision that killed a teen over the weekend. Emergency services responded to Concession 8 in the municipality of West Grey at about 6 p.m. Saturday. The driver of the vehicle, an 18-year-old from South Bruce, was taken to hospital where he was pronounced deceased. Members of the OPP Technical Traffic Investigations team attended to assist West Grey Police with the investigation. A community vigil is planned tonight in support of Durham Hospital and to protest a plan to move all inpatient beds to other sites. Save the Durham Hospital Committee is organizing a march starting at the Durham Arena at 7:30 in the evening and ending at the hospital with a candlelight vigil. The rain day would be tomorrow evening at the same time. South Bruce Grey Health Center runs hospitals in Durham, Chesley, Walkerton, and Kincardon. The health center announced in April that Durham's 10 inpatient beds would be transferred to Walkerton and Kincardon June 3rd due to staff shortages. Durham's emergency department hours were recently reduced from 24/7 to 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. It has had periodic closures due to staff shortages. The Varney Pond is going to remain closed this year.
The Varney Pond, just north of Durham in West Grey, has been closed since early last year over concerns about the structural integrity of the water control infrastructure, as well as its ecological impact on Camp Creek. The Saugeen Valley Conservation Authority says an engineering review prompted the measure to ensure public safety, emphasizing that reopening the pond would, quote, require significant investment. For CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Adam Bell.
Goderich District Collegiate Institute took home the Explore Science Olympics Championship belt. The second annual Science Olympics brought together 12 teams of high school students from across Bruce Grey and Huron counties to compete at the Nuclear Innovation Institute's Advanced Technology Campus on Friday. The GDCI team of Kellen Brenner, Sam Howard, Justin McLeod, and Jacob Watson successfully conquered a range of science challenges at Friday's event. GDCI was in third after six preliminary challenges before coming from behind for the win. St. Anne's Catholic Secondary School Concert Band brought home a gold standing after competing at the Music Fest Nationals last week. The band consisted of 31 members playing three songs for a panel of judges. The award adds to St. Anne's 2015 and 2017 awards. Teacher Josh Geddes says it wasn't easy for students who started high school during the pandemic to turn the music program around in just 2.5 years. For more on these and other stories, go to CKNXNewsToday.ca.
The new head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs says the team's playoff failures are not his focus and that he does not want to see his team get outworked ever. Craig Berube taking questions from media today after being announced as the 32nd head coach in Leafs history after 5-plus seasons with the St. Louis Blues. Berube says he wants his team to play fast and wants to be a, quote, heavy team. Berube takes over for Sheldon Keefe, who was fired earlier this month after the Leafs lost Game 7 to the Bruins. Walter Cup Final, PWHL Boston with a 1-0 lead against Minnesota. Game 2 is at 7. MLB.com says an American League executive says the Toronto Blue Jays could be open to the possibility of trading one or both of Bo Bichette and Vladimir Guerrero. Mark Feinsand cautioned that neither player would be cheap, but the Jays could use the duo to overhaul their roster. The Jays take on the White Sox tonight at 7. Listen live on AM 920 CKNX. And TPC Toronto at Osprey Valley in Caledon has been announced as the host of the 2025 Canadian Open. Golfers will play the North Course, which was renovated last year and plays at just over 7,400 yards. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
Clearing early this evening and winds becoming southeast before morning with a low of 21. Increasingly cloudy early tomorrow morning with a good chance of showers in the afternoon, possibly a thunderstorm. Winds gusting to 60 in the morning, high 25 and a humidex making it feel like 32. For Thursday, sunny with a high of 25 and the sunshine continues Friday, high at 27.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.